So we're going to start the call. We're going to start the recording. Welcome to this AFRLO monthly call for January 2015. This is our first AFRLO call of the year. There is a lot of participants. There are a lot of participants, and we welcome you all. It is Wednesday, January the 7th. It is currently 18:37 UTC. On the English channel tonight, we have Shun Ojeteji, Barak Ojeno, Gabriel Ramokojo, Oluwakemi Adeyanju, Chris Mulola, Remy Nweke, Alan Greenberg, Benda Jean, Nkem Nweke, Mohamed El Bashir, and James Ndahayo. On the French channel, we have Aziz Ilali, Etienne Chijimbi, Tizani Benjema, Yaouvi Adoun, Fatimata Seyessila, Jean-Vien Goulay, Michel Tenang, Raja Ouattara. We have no apologies for this call. From ICANN staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Yaouvi Adoun, and myself, Gisela Gruber. The interpreters for the evening will be Claire and Camila. May I please remind you to state your names at the time of speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but for our interpreters to be able to identify you on the other channel as well. That is very important, otherwise we will not understand who's speaking. Thank you very much, and Aziz, you have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. I am doubly happy to find you all once again, to meet with you for yet another monthly AFRLO call. And I'm happy to see that we have this many participants. When I think of the time when AFRLO started, there were only a few of us at teleconferences. So I am very glad to see this current situation. Now, unless there are any other interventions regarding the agenda, we are going to, as usual, start with open policy issues, open public comments. There are about 10, and I'm going to briefly start with the first for our comments to be asked, that is the report of the board's working group on the NOMCOM. This is the third time we've spoken of the matter, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, is the deadline is in 3 days, that's for the reply period. So we're seeking to get comments on the report that was created by the NOMCOM board working group. There are proposals in this report which should be discussed because they stem from the alternative project proposal. Then there's the ICANN draft 5-year operating plan as well. So in this case, we seek comments on the next 4 years, 2016-2020. There are AFRLO members who participate at this project. And then the third item is for new GTLDs. And for the new rules, actually, for the auctions of GTLDs and regarding indirect conflicts, indirect contention. So I can hear 6 comments from the community on the methodology and the process used for these GTLDs and their auctions. Item number 4 is a proposal to renew the covenant with the .docs TLD. The result here is that we must comment on ICANN's decision . I hear background noise. Gisela, can we please mute that noise? I think there's an open mic somewhere, says Aziz. I'll go on now. Item number 5 is the release of country and territory top-level domain names for .bmw and .mini TLDs. Then we have the initial report on the translation and the transliteration. What we see here is to get comments on the proposals made in the initial report that the members of the Translation and Transliteration Working Group members. Now we have IDN-TLD variant, that's internationalized domain names. It has been suggested here to develop a tool, that is a tool project that has been worked on for the establishment of label generation rules. So there are specifications for these tool sets, and people are supposed to suggest rules to be used by each community. Item number 9 is about the report of CROP. It has been published for public comments, and it details the results of the work done by the MARC in the Chicago University and the methods to be deployed in the ARS system. ICANN here once again asks the community for results, for comments on this methodology. Those are the items we have here. You can always, of course, access ICANN's website and ALAC's wiki page in order to see which items are currently in their comment period and which comment periods have closed. Now, in the absence of any raised hands or any requests for the floor regarding public comment periods, I would suggest that we move on to the next item of our agenda, namely items for information. Are there any requests to take the floor at this point? Okay. Yes? Okay, no. There's no one on the line. It's just background noise. So, if you agree, we'll move on to item number 3, which is items for information. We're going to start with the cross-community working group to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal on naming-related functions. That is the CWT working group. This is an ad hoc working group which aims at discussing the transition of the oversight of IANA functions regarding the discussions that have been going on within the IAB, the RIR, etc. Our AFRLO representative in this group, in the CWG, is Shun. May I remind you that we had yesterday a very interesting webinar, of which we'll have another 2, in which Yaovi and Yerlan Genou will present to us because they are organizing it. And I strongly suggest that you attend those webinars because one learns very much about these matters. Now, without further ado, I'm going to give the floor to Shun so that he can talk to us about the status or the current situation of the discussions regarding this subject. Shun, you have the floor.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you, Shun, for the record. So a couple of things. The CWG proposal, which was up for public comments, was completed. The public comments were completed, and at the moment, from the comments that came out from the different comments that came out from the public comments, showed an indication that there was, it's not yet clear on the what direction the CWG proposal is going to go, in that there were different views, some were in fact agreement with the proposal while some were absolutely not in agreement. However, there are still some activities that are going to be done within this week. There's going to be an intensive week for us, members of the CWG, especially the RFP3. We're going to be, over the weekend, we're going to be, the CWG is going to be trying to see how they could come up with a proposal that we achieve some level of support within the group. In order to meet the 15th deadline of submission. One of the efforts that has been done to perhaps help provide some clear direction is that there's going to be two surveys which the RFP3 has prepared. One is currently being administered, and that one is in relation to MLT and CFC. The deadline for that is going to be on Thursday. Sorry, I lost internet connection, so but I will post it back once I get it. I will post the URLs once I get internet connection. Maybe someone can post it to the Ivory Connect program, currently on audio only. The second one is going to be, the second survey is going to be on contract scope. And that is currently under discussion. The questions that will be administered to members of the CWG is currently under discussion, and I expect that that will be finalized very soon. We had a meeting today. The RFP3 had a meeting today where we discussed extensively on different statements in the survey question for contract group. So, those two surveys are expected to add groups of direction for CWG as we try to see, as just get a clear proposal to submit on the 15th. At this juncture, I think I will pause and ask if there's any question. Thank you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last part, but louder, because it's very hard to hear you, this background noise.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello?
Please try to speak as clearly as you can. I hear you, but it's hard to interpret.
Okay, good. Okay. How about this? Is it better now? I'll try to speak on top of my voice now. Okay, so I don't know where you stop hearing me well, but what I was saying is that we have to, there is no clear, the summary of what I was saying is there is no clear direction on the CWG proposal right now. In order to, most of the work of the CWG right now is done, is on the RFP3. In order to achieve some consensus or some direction, RFP3 decided to release two surveys. One of the surveys is going to try to get the CWG members and participants' view on MLT and CSC. MLT and CSC are the two of the components of the CWG proposal. And the deadline for that particular survey is on Thursday. The IANA issue, which is the ad hoc working group for at large, will be discussing that particular survey on Thursday in our meeting. So some of our people who are around who have the time could join us to actually share their view about the survey so that we can, when we feel it, we can also fill it in a more informed manner. The second survey is yet to be released. It's currently being discussed within RFP3. Hopefully by tomorrow it will be released for the participants of CWG to respond to the survey. the output of the survey is expected to help inform some of the work that we'll be doing over the weekend at CWG. So I'll pause here and expect if there are any questions that I need to answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Asif speaking. It was very hard to interpret, and we haven't been able to follow very well. But before we give the floor to participants, I would like us to move on directly to Mohammed so that we can ask him to speak of the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, the ICG, that is the group that's in charge of receiving formal and complete replies by means of the agreed procedure, either from the institutions and the operational communities or the CWG. So anything regarding IANA operations, regarding numbers, names, and protocol parameters. That is a discussion we had yesterday, and Tizani gave a presentation on the three functions which are so important, whether it's about names, numbers, or protocol parameters. So I'm going to ask Mohammed to take up to 10 minutes in order to explain to us the process that the ICG is going to follow. There are a lot of participants here, and I'm sure they all want to hear a brief presentation, a summary of this important information. So it is very important to us. Mohammed, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Chair. This is Mohammed for the transcript. Good evening, everyone. To update you about the recent activities of the ICG. Recently, the ICG has published a document. It's called Consensus Building Process. That document, which is, I'm also sorry, I'm not online on Adobe Connect, so I can share with you a link to the document. But if you go to the ICG website, which is www.ianaicg.org, you will find it, or you will find it on the pages of ICG and ICANN website. This document describes the process ICG will conduct to produce the final proposal, which is need to be sent to the ICANN board to be delivered to NTIA. So currently, ICG is waiting for the operation communities to provide their proposals on the deadline that has been provided in the RFP, the 15th of January. So after receiving the proposals from the naming community, which is will be coming from CWG, and from the numbering community, which will be coming from a committee by the RIRs, and it was developed also regionally by the RIRs. So AFRINIC was working on developing that proposal, and the protocol parameters IETF was working on the proposal. So the expectation that the final proposal will arrive on time and there is no extension for the deadline, then the ICG will start its work by reviewing each proposal to ensure that it's complete and it fulfills the NTIA requirement. Then it will publish the proposals. Then it will review them for internally to ensure that
I'm sorry, Mohammed, I cannot hear you anymore.
Ah, yeah, sorry, I was mute. So to say that then it will be ICG will review the proposals and see what are the gaps or, this, let's say, the pieces that could complement each other proposal. So, and then it will come up with a new proposal, which will be put for public comments before sending that in June for ICANN to be submitted to the NTIA. ICANN will be the post office to deliver the proposal to NTIA, but it will not change the proposal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. This is Aziz speaking. Now, if you'll allow me, I'm going to open the floor for anyone who might have questions to ask. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. I have a question for Shun. It is a very specific question. We know that we're 10 days away from the closing of the period for the submission of proposals. So the CWG must absolutely make its presentation before January 16th. Now, what I would like to know is whether in 1 week that they have before the deadline, like 1 week before, whether they have any visibility as to what they are going to present, as to what could be adopted. Because I know there are a number of issues within your group and that there are many different views, but have you managed to agree on the type of institution or the type of structure that is to be implemented? Like, have you at least agreed on the fact of whether it should be an inside or an outside structure? What are the possibilities of reaching January the 15th with a proposal that has everyone's consent?
James.
As you're speaking, thank you, Tijani. Now we're going to ask
Shun
to take note of this question so that he'll reply later on. We're going to give the floor to Alan Greenberg now, who's with us. You have the floor, Alan.
Thank you very much. I will not try to guess whether this weekend's work will come up with a suitable proposal or not. Certainly, the different parts of the group are very far apart right now, and I don't know how it will turn out. However, regardless of how it turns out and how well we manage to put together a single proposal, from my point of view, I don't see how we can meet the deadline, because I believe there was general agreement in the CWG that any proposal we come out with now will be sufficiently different from the preliminary one that we have to go out for public comment again. So given that, I don't see how we can meet that deadline. We could certainly try to meet the deadline for coming up with a proposal, but ready to submit is a different issue altogether. So it's going to be an interesting few weeks, I think, is all we can say.
Thank you, Alan. This is Aziz speaking. I consider this to be an answer to Tijani's question. Now, would Shun like to add anything, or are there any other questions before we give the floor to Shun? Would anyone like to ask a question to Shun and to Mohammed? So now, Shun, you have the floor whether you, to see whether you want to add anything to Tizani's question so that you can reply. Please try to speak as loud as you can.
Hello. Okay. Is it loud?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. This is Sean for the record. I think Alan has kind of responded to part of Jenny's question. In fact, I would also say it's not going to be an interesting week. It's just 1 week. Once this week elapses, we just have 1 week, and things are to directly answer the question on whether there is a decision on internal or external, there's none for now. There are different perspectives at the moment. And then one of the things perhaps within the CWG also I want you to note is that there are different individuals within the CWG who kind of have a specific and quite a loud voice in this process, and while some people are silent, does not necessarily mean that they don't have a view. So I think the weekend of our meeting in trying to get the consensus of the particular route is going to be really, really what will be the determining factor towards seeing whether we take any headway or not. I also agree with Alan that it's not certain that we will meet the deadline, but I fear that as we try to meet the deadline, the CWG is trying to force itself to make decisions that may not necessarily be effective or efficient by the time we look at it, or then we look back and see what we have done. So I think we need to be careful. We hope that in the meeting during the weekend, we need to be sensitive of the fact that if we don't meet the deadline, then we should just request for extension. So I'm thinking that most likely we'll be able to extend the deadline if there's going to be a proposal that will be acceptable in any way. Thank you.
As he's speaking, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you very much, Sean. And I don't know if Tijani is satisfied with your answer. I think it was okay. And there is a question to Mohamed on the chat. Mohamed, if you are with us, Remin Vick is asking you.
Yes. Yeah.
That it seems you made an assertion that the reports to be submitted will not be further reviewed by ICANN. Can you clear that for us? That is to say, the works of the ICG will be filtering the proposals, and then this will be submitted and reviewed by ICANN. You said that the board won't have the right to amend this report. Remy is asking some more clarification on that issue. Did you understand, Mohamed?
Yeah.
Mohamed, you have
Mohamed Bashir for the record. Thank you. I'm Hamid Bashir for the record. Thanks, Rene, for the question. Initially, ICG received a request from NTIA indicating that due to the tendering procedures in the U.S. government, they need to receive the proposal from ICANN because ICANN is a contractual entity with NTIA. So NTIA have a contract with ICANN, and ICANN is a convener of this process. So that was the initial request. Within the ICG, members, and I think the majority have strong views about, we all accepted that this is required because of it's a government funding procedure, but it's important that ICANN board should not change the proposal. It should act as a post office, because this proposal, it will be a result of loss of work, community work, and also ICG work to produce the final proposal. ICANN board have a liaison with an ICG, and that liaison would read to ICG any issues or concerns from ICANN board regarding any proposal from the Christian community or the final proposal that's produced. So the ICANN board has a voice and have a representative within ICG in the process to raise any issues. So recently ICANN board has requested that it should review or at least look at to be given 15 days to deliver the report or the proposal to NTIA. So the ICANN board, through their liaison within the ICG, has indicated that it's not their interest or willingness to alter and change the proposal, but they will engage with ICG and provide their comments as early as possible. If there's any issue they see, maybe, or want to raise as an important issue from ICANN perspective. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you very much, Mohamed. As he's speaking, there are two comments. Alan is supporting what you said. Alan Greenberg said that I presume that the ICANN board is able to comment and review the ICG submission, but the submission needs to be sent on to the NTIA without change. So we can't delay, the ICANN board can't delay the proposal. So if there are no other comments, we are going to move to the next item. We must move on, except if you have questions. Okay, we are going to move to the next item. That is the Task Force Outreach for More African Representation in ICANN Leadership Positions. And this is a working group that has made very good work. Fatimata is chairing this working group. So, Fatimata, you have the floor. Fatimata is going to tell us where we are, and she's going to speak about the action of this working group. Fatimata, you have the floor. Fatimata speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. Regarding the activities of outreach, I like to stress the fact that the strategy document that we have submitted to the AFRALO leaders has been admitted sometimes ago last week, and we have asked AFRALO to facilitate the implementation of this strategy document with the list of the people who is going to implement this list and to know how we are going to implement it, this document. Before it was adopted by AFRALO, we had some activities that had been implemented already. We are posting documents that have been prepared. Tijani, we are showing you those documents. Tijani, Barak, Shan, etc. During the meeting through AFRINIC, made some outreach activities and they distributed a flyer and we sent it to Facebook and Twitter and there were a lot of consultations after the flyer was posted. Today, there are some Africans asking questions and I think we will see at the end what happens, but we wanted some candidates and some application and we had some. What is important is that we still have a lot of work to do. We still have time, so we can receive more application until the 15th of March, and as a working group, we have the support and we have the request of AFRALO to continue our work. It was also decided in the strategy document there are some sections that we have to implement and so we need to do that. We are still waiting for the AFRALO's instructions, for formal instructions from AFRALO. We are waiting for them. So maybe if I have forget something, the other members of this working group can complete what I said. Thank you very much. I'm finished. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Fatimata. Yes, I think you have made a very good job and we have posted on the site the flyer and the draft strategy document. Please send it to all the people you know in your country. This work was very well done. We need to go on and we need to see with the ICANN staff and the AFRALO members, Pierre D'Angino, etc. We need to see how we can follow up. And I'd like to ask you, Fatimata, if you can do some proposal. We have discussed that issue, but if we can create a website to work on that, to post all the important information, the leadership positions in ICANN, the information needed, so as all those who are interested can come and see in that website what is needed in ICANN. Are there any proposal? Are there any proposal? Are there any comments about the way to follow up with this task force, with this working group? Because I'd like this work to continue. Do you have some proposal to make, please? Fatimata speaking. Can I have the floor? Yes. Fatimata speaking. As proposal, I think that, as you said, there is a strategy document and there are some new activities that are organized. For example, how to mobilize people in our region, and we think that some African people can be potential candidates for these positions, and we can see how we can use the medias, the social medias. We use them already, but we know that in our countries, if we want to aim to a certain profile, we need to use some more those medias, and we need to do some campaign, information campaign, for example. So now we have the crop, and it's still working until March. We still have until March. We are on the 7th of January, so we need to see how we can have the means to do something else. I'm finished. Thank you. I want to listen to the other point of view. Thank you very much, Fatimata, Aziz speaking. Are there any comments about that issue? Jean-Pierre et Rémi are supporting the idea of continuing the work of this working group. I think people are encouraging you, but as Fatimata said, we need to find the means to organize all that and to implement all that. So I recommend to that task force to draft something with numbers and needs, and we'll see the way the output we can receive from ICANN or from something else, from the government, for example, to see how we can manage to implement those proposals, the proposal from that task force. Do you have any comment? Fatimata speaking. I can also work with the other NOMCOM members. Fatimata speaking, yes. Every time we have a meeting somewhere, even though there is no support from ICANN, the NOMCOM group try to speak with the organizers to present the positions and to say that there are some open positions, so as people will know. For example, it can be very interesting because you will earn a salary in some cases. People is looking for positions. They are interested by the internet governments and by ICANN. So we can try to take advantage of that in each country, and this will be linked to internet, etc. So there are examples in the other regions which use these techniques to make them heard, because sometimes all the means cannot be used here in our region. So CROP is contributing with some strategies. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Fatimata. I see that there are a lot of comments in the chat room. Barak, can you speak? Are you able to speak? Do you want to have the floor, Barak? Gabrielle also is asking how CROP facility is working. So maybe, Fatimata, you can, as you are in the CROP with Tijani, please can you explain how the crop is working. Okay. The crop, it is a program with a budget to facilitate the outreach with the rebels. So it is to budget a journey in the region. The ticket is paid. You have 2 nights and 3 days of work in that place. And when you ask, when you do the request, for the people who do the request, you have to explain the objectives. And you have to ask it 8 weeks before the event. So we are in the deadline, for example, if there is something, if you need to use the crops budget to do some outreach for the NOMCOM, for the NOMCOM work. And we have five possibilities. We have five journeys for each year, and we have already used 4. Tijani, if I'm wrong, you can correct me as he's speaking. Thank you, Fatimata. I think Fatimata's answer was okay. Fatimata told you that you need 8 weeks, no? 8 weeks to present your request. Every AFRALO member has the right to take advantage of this crop budget. You have to make your request 8 weeks before the event. That is very important. And about the outreach, about the community mobilization, the participants have the right to present their request. We still have one possibility for a journey in our budget, so somebody can take advantage of this possibility. Now I think we are finished. If there are no other comments, we are going to move to the next item, and that is the items for discussion, and we are going to speak about the review of the AFRALO operating principles. Tijani is the chair of this working group, and Tijani, you have the floor to explain us what this working group has been doing. We are the RELO, that is the first regarding the other RELOs about the operating principles and the review of the operating principles. Thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. You forgot the third D, cross-community working group on ICANN accountability. You forget that you stepped that item that I had to present. So I'm going to speak about the crop first. We still have 2 budget possibilities because we used only 3. I think we have 2 possibilities left. For the general discussion, I'd like to add that our work is not finished, even though the community is agreeing on a project. We need then to coordinate that with the other functions, and that can be something very long. I have some echoes about other coordinations. I know that for CWG there were not a lot of coordination because the problems are so diverse and the community is so diverse also. So I think there were no coordination with the other. But I wanted to tell you that it was not finished. Now, about accountability. accountability. We have translated it in French by redevabilité. This working group, cross-community working group, has been created lately, later than the other working groups. I am a member of this group. Alan Greenberg is also a member of this group. This working group began working on its charter. The charter precised that the work is going to have two streams. The first one is going to focalize on the mechanisms to improve the accountability that should be implemented at the transition of the IANA function. And the second stream, the second work stream, will address accountability subjects for which the deadline necessary to develop solutions and implement solutions can exceed the deadline of the transition period. So those are the first definition made by our charter. It was said that we needed to work on those two streams, work streams. Okay, our group make some definitions about the accountability. We wanted to have a definition of the accountability. What is accountability? It is the mechanism, the way to check the check and balances, etc. Then, what is the aim? What is the objective of the accountability? It is to respect its own procedure rules, the bylaws, etc., to respect the ICANN's jurisdiction, to reach some performance level and security level. And I like to add that there was some controversies because people are afraid that the public interest, when we spoke about public interest, people are afraid about public interest because they can have different visions of the public interest. So this was the two definition elements. And the third one, who ICANN is going to be accountable to, and to all the stakeholders, that is the answer. All the parties are accepted by ICANN, and those who are affecting directly or indirectly the ICANN's work. And we have made a list with examples. And afterward, we have tried to think about the existing mechanism of accountability, and we have tried to see the comments we had received about accountability, and we have also tried to put them in work stream one or two during transition or after transition. That was the idea. We also analyze all the urgency cases possible, and we are going to work next week on the elements of the work stream 1 and 2. This is what we made in our working group on ICANN accountability. If you have questions, please ask them, and then we will move to the next item. Okay, there are no hands raised, so we are going to move to the item 4A, items review of the AFRALO operating principles. We have worked in this working group in a regular way, and we have addressed three items. The first one, the individual membership. The second one is the weighted vote. And the third one is the performance of the members. And for these three items, we have reached a consensus in the group with a draft that will be used to amend the operating principles of AFRALO. So, the next item on which we have begun to work is the performance metrics. We have a proposal on which we are waiting for comments, and next week we will have a conference call during which we are going to work on that issue. So this is the work made by this group on operating principles. If you have questions, I'm ready to answer them. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. You have been briefed. Now, if the AFRALO members and ILS want to work with this working group, it is very important. We are working on the rules with which AFRALO is going to operate. So it is very important for us to have a lot of opinions. So please try to cooperate with this working group. At the beginning, there were a lot of people, but now we are less and less members in this working group. So please, if you want to intervene, there is a wiki page. Tijani, please, can you post the link of the wiki page on the chat so people can give their opinion if they want to participate, or if they can't participate, to the meeting so they can give their opinion. Okay, now, Fatimata. No, Tijani, I'm sorry. Tijani, we are going to, as you said, we are going to move to the next item, joint meeting Afro-African at ICANN 52nd. We have still 1 month before the Singapore meeting. We asked Barack to send mails to all the community to propose some subjects. We have received some answers, but they are not answers with theme or subjects. There is a proposal from Tijani. I'm going to give him the floor. And then we need to create a drafting committee, and I'm going to give the floor to Barack or to Tijani so they can tell us what are the subjects that have been proposed. Barack, you have the floor.
Hello? Am I audible?
Barack, go home.
Okay, thank you very much. So as Aziz has said, we sent out a call for topics, and there were a lot of proposals from the members who responded to the call that we continue with the subject of the IANA transition. Basically, the subject that we were discussing in the last meeting that we had in the U.S. And we also had a proposal on accountability from Tijani. So these are the two main issues. The first issue is the issue of the IANA transition and how it affects the African community. And the second one is a proposal to focus our team on accountability proposed by Tijani. Probably it would be good if Tijani can make a few comments on this before we proceed. Thank you, Aziz.
Thank you very much. I see that Sean raises his hand. Do you think Tijani should speak before you? So Sean, you have the floor. Please speak up as much as you can.
I think, hello? Yeah, this is Sean for the record. I think Tijani should go ahead and speak.
Tijani speaking. Oh, he just said okay. Okay, wonderful, Aziz. Then Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. I suggest that we speak of accountability because this is a very important subject for the future of ICANN. I think it is going to determine the future of ICANN. And of course, we could have spoken of transition because there are so many things going on right now. We could have spoken of transition, but we only had ICG last time. So we spoke of ICG and we made some recommendations. So now, I think we should speak of accountability and provide the African viewpoint on the matter. I think that is very important. Maybe, I think at least, our next meeting should revolve around this subject. This will allow us to give our point of view on the accountability process that is being reviewed right now. Thank you very much. As he's speaking, thank you, Tijani. I ask now the rest of the participants to intervene regarding what Tijani said. Sean, you have the floor.
Yeah, this is Sean. Thank you. This is Sean for the record. I think that's one of the things I wanted to say. I agree with Tijani. Accountability is perhaps what we should be discussing at the next face-to-face. One of the reasons is also because 15th is the deadline for submitting the proposal for the transition. So although one may argue that it's not sure that we'll meet that deadline, but for now it is 15th. So there's really... and most of what will be, if we finally have a consensus, most of what will be discussed in that what will come out as a proposal, we have to do with ICANN and accountability. So I think it's good to discuss ICANN and accountability post IANA transition. That is. So not just typing it as ICANN accountability, but saying ICANN accountability post-INA transition. So that kind of gives us, mix the two together. We're looking at how ICANN is going to be more accountable as we understand it in the African region after the transition is done. So I think I'll support the journey on that particular team. Thank you.
As he's speaking, thank you very much, Sean. Now, does everyone else agree with what Tijani suggested? I see a number of comments on the chat. I remind you that the transition has already been discussed at Afro-African's joint meeting in Los Angeles. Still, the two subjects are related, which Tijani can confirm. But we're going to ask Tijani to speak of accountability, which is a tough nut to crack. I think there are many people who really understand the point of the discussion, because a while ago we started asking questions as to whether the institution that's going to be created after the transition is going to be an organ or a body of control to ICANN, whether ICANN will be accountable to the new institution. So if you agree with Tijani's proposal, I suggest that we create a draft team right away. So either you can take the floor very briefly, either you can write that down on the chat on Adobe Connect if you're interested in participating in this draft committee or draft team. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. Can I go? Yes, Francis Aziz. Go ahead. Tijani speaking now. I just wanted to ask that this be done on the discussion list, on the mailing list, because I'm sure there's people who aren't here today but who would still like to participate in the drafting. So for those who are ready now to volunteer, of course, you can say so now, but I think we should also have a request for volunteers on the mailing list. Thank you. As he's speaking. Thank you. So then, I suggest that the new or the next Afro-African joint meeting address accountability. So I'm going to ask Sylvia to write that down as an action item. But if you agree, we can discuss this on the Afro-African mailing list for the African community to make suggestions as to the establishment of a draft theme for the next statement to be read and validated at Singapore. So you're asking for volunteers, says Tijani. Barak, do you agree, says Aziz? As he's speaking, Sylvia just said that she wrote down 5 proposals on the action item spot. I suggest we all agree on a single proposal, on a single subject, so that the draft theme or committee can discuss a single subject for the drafting of our statement, so that we will only address accountability. I think this is a project that's going to be submitted to the community for discussion first, so that we see whether everyone agrees. Now, I see a number of comments on the chat. Will anyone like to take the floor at this point? Because we still have one more item. We have Barak, Janvier. Okay,
hello?
Please send an email. If you're interested, please send an email to Barak so that you can become a part of the draft team. So,
hello?
I'm going to ask the interpreters, since we have 2 more items left, new ALS requests, new applications. So, Barak, please start to be brief on these 2 applications. Barak, you have the floor.
Hello, thank you. Can I be heard?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. What was that?
Hello, yeah, this is Barak. Just to stress on what Aziz has said, I think for those who are interested in being part of the drafting team, kindly just send your name to me or to the mailing list. And then from there we will focus on the topic of discussion. I want to believe from this meeting we've agreed on accountability, although I can see some members are still proposing that we consider the previous topic that we discussed in Los Angeles. But probably we'll need the direction of the chair, Aziz, on this, because I noted that we seem to have agreed on the second topic. Is this the case, Aziz?
Hello.
I'm sorry, Barak. He was asking you to speak of the new ALS application.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. On the new ALS applications, We basically still have two items, that is ISOF Gambia, in which we are still awaiting further direction from the Internet Society. And then on the Cameroon League for Development, we have not been able to make any progress on this application because we have not received clear information as pertains to the activities of the group in Cameroon. So we haven't made any progress insofar as that is concerned. So those are the two areas in which I can report.
As he's speaking, thank you very much, Barack. As you say, for ISOC Gambia, we have lately rewritten to them and then contacted ISOC once again to see whether or not they have any news on the renewal for the board of ISOC Gambia, and we haven't received an answer yet. Now, as regards the application of the Cameroon League for Development, this application had a number of comments by many comments of many members of AFRELO, because this association, as I saw in most of the comments I received, which isn't directly related to Internet, and there was a problem at the level of the board of this association because it was contradictory in a number of aspects. On the one hand, on the website of the association, and then on the other hand, and on their application, the one they sent to ICANN. So we're still waiting to hear from them to see what their main activity is. So please, if we cannot reach a decision, at least we'll decide to recontact them to ask them to clarify. If you would like to take the floor, please go ahead. Would anyone like to take the floor? So what I'm asking you is to give your opinion as to these applications. Do we accept these ALSs or not? If we don't accept them, do we want to ask for further clarification from these ALSs? What is the decision then? I'm waiting for your comments. Would anyone like to take the floor as to these applications? Are we going to... Yes, Tizani, thank you. You have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. So, Tizani, can you hear me? I hear you loud and clear, Tizani, says Aziz. Tizani speaking. In view of the comments I've seen regarding these applications, I suggest we take more time to find out better what we want to know and to have further contact with these associations to understand a bit better what it's all about, because there are ambiguities and there are gray areas where we're not really clear. I know we have taken quite some time already, but that's precisely because we wanted to have more information, and so far we haven't been able to clarify what doubts we have. In fact, it's the contrary. We have more doubts than before. But maybe if we have a bit more time for their certification, we can check again. As he's speaking, Javier says he agrees with what you just said. So Sylvia and Barack, please take this down as an action item. We're going to take more time to find out more specificities about this application. Fatimata agrees, Shen agrees, and Jean-Vier agrees. That's good. Now, Sylvia, have you managed to write this down? Our decision? Great. So, we're a bit late. So, do you have anything that is really important as regards recent and upcoming activities of ALAC and of AFALO members? I think for ALAC's recent and upcoming activities, we've already dealt with this. Would anyone like to add anything? No? No one raising their hands? Now, yes, Tizani, you raise your hand. You have the floor. Tizani speaking. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that we've been working very hard on the transition, on the accountability, and now we're working on the budget. We're also working on ALDAGI's next revision, and we're working on ICANN 52 Singapore. Thank you. As he's speaking, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you properly, Tizani. Working on the accountability and the subject for at-large and the at-large meeting. And what we are going to do for ICANN 52 in Singapore. Great, so I'm receiving messages from Sylvia and from Barack. If you're here, please try and follow what we have agreed upon for the Afro-African joint meeting. Sylvia, I'm sorry, Tizani, you have the floor. Then, Sylvia says there are five proposals, actually. I didn't hear five proposals. Sylvia, if you want to take the floor, please go ahead. Otherwise, all I understood is that there was one proposal. Tizani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Tizani speaking. There might be 5, 6, 10. Never mind. We have already decided on a subject. So if we have decided on the subject, we are all to vote in the affirmative on the chat. And so, Sylvia, please take note of our decision. We have decided to discuss ICANN accountability. That is the decision of the group, and we're not going to discuss that any further. As he's speaking, that is perfectly clear. Sylvia, have you taken note of this? There's only one proposal. There's a decision, says Tijani. It's not a proposal. There's a decision. As he's speaking, right, the decision is accountability. We've decided on a single subject. Sylvia, please, if you can write down on the chat, go ahead. I know Sean is asking for the floor as well. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, this is Sean for the record. I'm not sure I get what Tijani just mentioned.
I'm sorry, Aziz interrupted you. Can you start over?
Yeah, this is Sean for the transcript record. Tijani just mentioned that we have decided that the word accountability is the top, is the theme that is going to be used. I'm not sure we've agreed on that. I think we should, people have suggested five themes. Most of them that is also zeroing around accountability. I think it's important to determine and agree on which one of the five we are going to push forward. We have not decided. We have agreed that what we're going to be doing is going to be around accountability, but we've not agreed that it's going to be how the team, how the write-up is going to look like. So I think we should decide on that. It's not enough that we have to say that we have decided that it's going to be accountability. I suggest we discuss this and agree. If we need to discuss that on the mailing list, fine. But we haven't agreed that it's going to be just one word, accountability. Thank you.
Can I speak, says Tizani? As he's speaking, yes, Tizani. I was going to answer, but I know you have an answer already, so go ahead. Tizani speaking. Thank you. And thank you, Shun. The proposals were made a while ago, if you will. The request for proposal was sent out a while ago, and there were a number of suggestions, as Silvia is saying. I don't know how many proposals were made. Different proposals were sent. Now, today, we said, these are the proposals that we received. This is what we received for accountability. Do you all agree? And we gave everyone the time to express themselves. And you yourself, Shun, said it was a good subject. So if you think it's not a good subject, we'll take it out. There's no problem. But it's paramount that we decide on a single subject, because AfroLafayette can joint meetings only deal with one subject at a time. We cannot discuss anything else. At this meeting, we have to make recommendations for ICANN's board particularly, so we can only deal with one subject, as we have always done. Our subjects have always dealt with a single subject at a time. Thank you. Thank you, Jenny Tazaziz. I just want us to move on quickly. I know Sean is asking for the floor. I've seen the proposals, and they're all related. And we're just going on with the discussion that's already been, that's already taken place among the members of the transition. I know we're all interested in transition within the framework of accountability. So we merely decided on a subject. We haven't decided on the contents that it will include. As soon as the draft team starts to work, of course, they are free to decide to include other aspects within this subject. Shun, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Shun for the record. Thank you very much, Tijani, for that clarification. Just to make myself clear, yes, I said we should discuss ICANN and accountability, but my intention was that we should discuss it in relation to the transition. That is, putting in mind that the transition, because at that time, the proposal or thereabout will have been submitted, at least to the ICG. So putting in mind, ICANN accountability, putting in mind that the transition is still ongoing. That is the perspective I was trying to portray, and that was actually why I suggested that particular number four of the team. However, I understand that if this meeting is not the room, if you have actually missed the room to actually propose a team, then there's nothing one can do about that. So we'll just stick with the accountability. But if we are allowed to propose a team here, then I would suggest that we have not agreed, unless we just say that we have missed that opportunity to propose a team. So that's just what I wanted to say to Jali. I agree with accountability, but I was agreeing in the respect that we're going to link it, we're going to discuss it on the perspective of the transition. Thank you.
As you're speaking, thank you, Shun. Tijani, you have the floor. I'm also going to ask you to reply to Bran, who's asking, when did we decide and how did we decide? Who made this decision? I think there's a problem with our communication here, so Tijani, you have the floor. Please reply to Shun and to Bran. Tijani speaking. I'm going to give you a solution. It's very simple. Accountability isn't a holy subject, and it's not something we hold on to firmly. It's merely a subject that was proposed and that was supported by a number of the people who are present here and on the list of the people who supported me. If this subject doesn't have our consent, we're going to give ourselves a week to discuss on the mailing list. And in this time, we're going to see whether or not this is a subject we should discuss. I have no problem with changing the subject. Let that be clear. I mean, this isn't a holy subject to me. I just want us to make a decision so that staff can go on working. Staff is going to work, but it's not going to decide on the subject. Yes, I completely agree with this. So I suggest that Barak send out on the list, on the joint Afro-African mailing list, a summary of what we discuss, a summary of the proposal, and establish a deadline before which people must discuss. Is that still with us? I think we should give people a week to discuss this. At the end of the week, we're going to decide on the subject that has had the most support. Barak says, okay, good. Tijani, do you agree with this solution? Yes, I do, says Tijani. Very well, says Aziz. So, if there aren't any other requests to take the floor, I'm going to adjourn the meeting and apologize to the interpreters, Claire and Camila. And thank you, Gisela, Sylvia, and everyone else for having attended our meeting. Thank you, Ovi. Thank you, Alan, for having stayed with us until the end. Thank you all. I hope to talk to you again soon. And have a great evening.
Thank you, everyone.
Gisela speaking. Thank you, everyone. Now the meeting has been adjourned, and we're going to disconnect the audio. Thank you, and have a great rest of the evening.